near the ground sometime?
Well, wherever we are, roughly 6.5 weeks to the next world.
I'm getting awfully tired of the landing on my butt. Can't you do something about that?
Oh, you know I can't. I think you asked just to annoy me a little.
Actually, I asked to annoy you a lot. Little by little, I'm getting even with you, Q-Ball. I'm telling you, for dragging me into this cosmic mess.
Well, maybe our journey's at an end. Take a look around. If this is home, then there should be a news vendor's called Bernie's just at the entrance to the park.
Wait a minute, I recognize this place. If we're home, they should be selling the best hot pretzels in the world. Ah! A sign, a very good sign. They look every bit as good as the pretzels in our world.
Fine, let's keep moving. Maybe we can head downtown and see if we're really home.
Don't be too hasty, Mr. Mallory. A taste test might be quite appropriate at this juncture.
Hey, I got 31 cents.
I've got a $5 bill, but I am not wasting it on a lousy pretzel.
What do you mean, wasting it? I haven't eaten since yesterday.
Well, none of us have, and why should you get to have a pretzel? I like a pretzel just as much as you.
Oh, this is ridiculous. We'll divide it two ways.
Three ways.
Four ways.
Well, it would help to have a larger sample, to be certain. But I'm reasonably sure that this pretzel is identical to those at home.
Would you folks mind holding it down? You know, the president's about to speak.
You mean President Clinton?
Of course I mean Clinton. Who else?
That clinches it. We're home.
You know, I feel sorry for the Prez. Being married to that loudmouth. It's no wonder the Republicans are taking control.
Gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, I speak to you tonight from the White House. The recent compromises in my health care reform.
What if you could find brand new worlds right here on Earth, where anything is possible? Same planet, different dimension.
I found the gateway.
According to the Almanac, the U.S. Congress, the Board of Directors, just about every company on the Fortune 500, all female. Huh? And look who's the Pope.
Hey, check out the Sports Monthly Swimsuit Edition. It's men in tiny Speedos.
Well, evidently we've landed on a world where women are in authority and men are relegated to a second-class status. Gender discrimination's no laughing matter, regardless of who has the upper hand.
Listen to Professor Equal Opportunity all of a sudden.
All right, come on, you two. We're tired and we're cranky. Besides, we have more immediate concerns. We've got 6.5 weeks in this world, and there's about $3.98 left in the kitty after the professor's pretzel.
Unless we want to spend the night sleeping in the park, we're going to have to get a job.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. Was not so long ago you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart.
Sure, I understand. Thanks anyway.
Any luck?
No dice. The only jobs I'm qualified for are a nanny situation out in Napa and a nude photographer's model. How's it going with Rembrandt?
Oh, another $7.
I'd be glad when you guys find work. I've been singing 7 hours straight. You're not supposed to abuse your instrument like this.
Cue it up, Mr. Brown. Hey, another couple of songs and we'll be able to afford a motel room.
You don't see?
Tears on my pillow, pain in my heart, caused by you.
What's that?
Cheese.
That is not cheese. Brie is cheese. Camembert is cheese. This is yellow plastic.
I'll take it.
Oh.
How'd it go?
I got the job.
Banana.
Fresh fruit.
It's fantastic. I'm overseeing the computer installation in the mayor's office. It's so cool. She's this incredibly together woman. I even got a cash advance.
Maybe now we can move to a bigger motel room and I won't have to sleep in the bathtub.
Ah, gee.
Well, wait, it gets better. Lois Auchincloss is the mayor's executive administrator. There's an election coming up and they're restaffing for the campaign. I think I can get you guys jobs.
Room 511. That would
Here we go.
Hold it.
Allow me, madam. It will be my pleasure to press your button.
Five.
Oh, you're going to a 542. There you are. Chivalry is not dead.
How lucky for us.
Oh, a woman with a dry sense of humor. How delightful.
Man who presses buttons. How interesting.
Well, there's far more to me than a sense of gallantry, madam, as you yourself could find out over a fine candlelit dinner.
Now, that's very tempting, but you know, I don't like large men or men with beards or phony English accents. Other than that, you might have had a chance.
Morning, Miss Ross.
Morning.
Congratulations, Professor. You just hit on the mayor.
Office. There you go. Unbelievable. We've been waiting for nearly an hour.
Take it easy, Professor. They're probably in a meeting.
At the risk of appearing sexist, I would venture to say it only goes to show that women have difficulty with schedules. No wonder this society's in the mess it's in. Bold leadership for the 21st century. With her scheduling, she'll probably be 3 years late for that. What does she know about leadership anyway? Half the society's in chains. Just goes to show, gentlemen, when a woman is intoxicated with power, she can be every bit as misguided as a man.
Mr. Mallory, sorry to keep you waiting. I'm Lois Auchincloss, Mayor Ross's executive administrator. Come this way, please.
Attitude adjustment, Professor. Try and stay cool.
Go and get a job, boy.
Wish me luck.
Back at you.
Mayor Ross's office.
So you're going to be looking at that sports page?
And read about women basketball players? I'd sooner watch paint dry.
Excuse me, yeah. Couldn't help overhearing. You seem to possess a pretty radical outlook.
Oh, you don't know the half of it.
Danny Eisenbach. Your friend said you're some kind of professor?
I'm Maximilian Arturo, Regents Professor of Cosmology and Ontology at the University of California.
Nice to meet you, Professor. If it's any consolation, I had an interview scheduled with the mayor 2 hours ago.
Not for the job in the mailroom.
No. Yeah, I'm a journalist.
Gentleman's Quarterly.
It's a men's magazine. Mostly fluff, but once in a while we print something serious. Listen, this thing with the Ross campaign doesn't pan out, let me know. I have something that might interest you.
That's a nice jacket.
Oh, thank you.
I understand you're Wade's boyfriend. Wade's great. She's gonna have a bright future here. You're a lucky guy.
Thank you.
Have a seat. So the job's fairly straightforward. We'll need you to open the office around 8:30 and make coffee for everybody.
I thought I was here to run your data processing system.
Oh, do you type?
Sure. I mean, that's part of it, yeah.
Well, a handsome man with typing skills, more than we bargained for. In addition, we'll need you to wear nice clothing, tapered jackets, print ties, no bolo or string. What you have on is perfect.
For a receptionist.
Do you have any questions for me? Good. Then we'll see you bright and early.
That's it? I got the job?
What more do you want? Congratulations. Oh, Quinn. Tell Wade she's got great taste.
Hey, hold the elevator. Thanks.
Weird. I got the impression she was sizing me up like a piece of meat.
But you got the job, though.
I guess. I start tomorrow. How'd you do?
Seems they have no use for a middle-aged professor of physics in the typing pool.
Professor! Professor Arturo! I'm glad I caught you. You got a couple of minutes? I'd like you to meet a friend of mine.
What have we got to lose? I'll see you two later.
Gentlemen, I am the first to admit that women are men's equals. Frankly, we couldn't do without them. But to allow one gender absolute power over another is to invite chaos.
Well, to be frank, that's kind of what we wanted to talk to you about.
You see, some of us are getting rather sick and tired of the glass ceiling, Professor. If you're born a male, well, you can only go so far, unless you're a domestic or you want to teach in a nursery school.
In business, in military, we all know the score.
Or politics. Now, we believe that a man is just as capable of holding an elective office as a woman. That's the whole reason this movement started. Now, we've got a month and a half until the next election. We have been turning over every stone looking for the right candidate.
And now we've found him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me?
You.
With God's help, a little luck, Maximilian Arturo will be the next mayor of San Francisco.
Here.
Must have been quite a dinner.
Oh, it was, Mr. Mallory. A veritable feast. Champagne, caviar, veal cordon bleu, and crepes aux ants.
Okay, but come on. Just because they buttered you up and bought you dinner? You can't be serious.
I'm extremely serious.
Well, what about what you're always preaching? No involvement with the locals?
My thinking on that matter is subject to a process of evolution.
He sounds like a politician already.
The men of this world are laboring under a political system that is every bit as onerous as that of communist China. Now, if I can advance the cause of equality, or even raise public awareness of the issue, then I shall consider my time here well spent.
He's flipped.
On the contrary, Miss Wells, I have never been more sane.
Aren't you forgetting something kind of important, Professor? What about the slide?
And what of it? The day of the election coincides with the day of our departure. Now, I haven't a chance of winning this election, but if I can make a reasonable showing, let others pick up the standard so that future generations may benefit.
There's no talking you out of this, is there?
No, Mr. Mallory. There is not.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Oh, I just simply replied, something here inside,
you're beautiful,
cannot be denied. You beeping me?
You're good.
Thanks.
No, I mean, you're really good. What are you doing singing for small change?
Well, my friends and I just got into town and ran a little short of cash. So, I thought I'd take advantage of my gift.
Gift? That's a good word for it. I'm Sarita Braxton.
Rembrandt Brown.
Well, Rembrandt. I'm kind of in the music business myself. I could introduce you to some record producer friends of mine. They're always looking for new talent.
No, really? I mean, will you do that for me?
Why don't we discuss it over lunch? Hop in.
Oh! Hey, I'm all yours.
Not yet, honey. But you will be.
Maximilian Arturo standing for mayor. Madam, I hope I get your vote. Maximilian Arturo standing for mayor, sir. I trust I can get your vote.
Election day is coming up, and we're going to need you.
Maximilian Arturo standing for mayor, madam.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Ignorant bovine.
Stility is not going to win us a lot of votes here, Mr.
Well, what do you suggest? Put a sticker on her bumper?
You know how it works. Schmooze them. Kiss a few babies. Look right over there.
Want me to kiss that baby?
Gonna get votes.
Sir, I need to kiss your baby.
No.
Sir,
yeah, wait. Get it now.
Oh, come on. Stop me.
And finally, tonight, under the heading of Believe It or Not, Carol Johnson with the story of the man who would be mayor.
Maximilian Arturo came to market to sell himself today, but no one seemed to be buying. San Francisco is known for the unusual, from hippies to earthquakes to trolley cars, but nothing has so captured the public's fancy as the curiosity of a man who dares to buck the system.
They laughed at Rossboro.
They still do. Of course, they're laughing. Look at the history of this place. Hundreds of years ago, women got sick and tired of watching men go off to war and kill each other, so they took over. There's no war anymore, no violent crime.
That's beside the point.
Then what is the point? Face it, Professor, we are all tiptoeing around this great big ego trip of yours, but the fact is, things are not so bad here. You are just upset because you feel devalued and overlooked because of your sex, something that I have felt most of my life. No society is perfect, but maybe we ought to stop and think for a change before we go trying to upset the whole apple cart.
Have you finished, woman? The truth of the matter is, Miss Wells, you are in an unaccustomed position of influence and you don't wish to see it threatened.
He's impossible. Maybe you can talk some sense into him. After all, I am only a woman.
Yes.
I'm not sure I deserve this. I mean, first you buy me lunch, then you cook me this fabulous dinner.
Cook? Oh, honey, what woman cooks? I use a caterer.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's good.
Sweetheart. Mm. Where have you been all my life?
Oh, well, that could take some explaining. Mm-hmm.
I want to know everything about you. It's not every day a woman meets the man of her dreams. Most guys are such gold diggers. All they care about is how much money you make, what kind of car you drive. Not you, though.
Well, so, what about these record producers?
All in time. All in due time. I'm gonna do something for you. But first, you're gonna do something for me.
Ross makes great play of the fact that by removing men from positions of power in society, aggression is limited. Now, please, my friends, please, let us join together and build a society of true equals. Gender I want you there, folks! I want you there to vote for me! We're going to affect changes in this society! We are going to build a dynamic society together!
It's no longer going to be Mayor Ross and her cronies. Right. We're going to have some men in there. Yeah.
Professor, good news. Mayor Ross is agreeing to the debate.
Yeah. Let me see that.
It just came in. Head to head, single moderator, League of Men voters, just the way we asked for.
I don't get it. We have 7% of the vote. What's she frightened of?
Why do you think? Look at these headlines. We're getting all this media play. This campaign has triggered an enormous fault line in the American electorate. You've hit a nerve no one knew existed, except for us.
Hello!
Everybody all right?
All right. It's only a brick.
All right, Professor?
Yes. As Ronald Reagan said, I'd rather have been in Philadelphia.
He's Ronald Reagan. Hello. Hold on. It's for you.
Arturo?
Next time, it's a bomb. You won't be warned again.
Serena, baby. Yes! Ah! Oh, this earth traveling is all right. Yeah. Look at here. Look at here. Oh, they fit too. Oh, yeah, I'm coming down for that coffee. Yeah. Oh, girl, you know how to treat a man. Goodness knows. The girl's got style. Phone, phone, where are you? Hello?
Rembrandt?
How's it going?
Man, I got something to tell you. You wouldn't believe last night.
At least somebody's having fun. Listen, did you see the papers today?
There was a bomb threat last night at Arturo's headquarters.
Bomb threat?
I can't talk long, but you gotta back me up. This whole thing's gone way too far.
What are we supposed to do? Ask him to back out of it?
Now that he's seen the firestorm it's causing, maybe that won't be so tough. Not discounting his ego, though. The publicity's given the campaign a boost. Hold on a second.
Rembrandt,
I'll call you back later, okay? Man, I can't wait to slide out of here.
She didn't ease last weekend. She didn't even call me. Are you gonna call her?
And give her the satisfaction? I'm not gonna play those kind of mind games.
Coffee.
No, thanks. I don't drink coffee.
Very funny.
She's asking you to brew some. You need some help?
It's okay. I got it.
So did you hear Maximilian Arturo is at the 20%?
Pathetic. Why is it pathetic? Come on, a man in political office? Next you'd be telling me men should fly airplanes. Who says they can't? Men have too much testosterone. Look at women, they only cycle once a month. Men cycle every 20 minutes. As many mood swings as I go through in an afternoon, I wouldn't want to be in charge of anything.
Boys, 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 we are trying to run a political campaign here. Every call is a potential vote. Come on. Quinn, come with me. Come on in, Quinn.
What's going on?
We'd just like you to have a look at something. We'd like your opinion. Go ahead and put it up.
Just who is Maximilian Arturo, and what do we really know about him? He claims to be a university professor, but when asked to provide an employment history, he's stonewalled. He says he wants to share power with women in his campaign. Have we forgotten the lessons of history? Bombastic ego, unprincipled aggression, loud, obnoxious behavior. Max Arturo wants us to trust him with our children's future. Can we take that chance? Re-elect Anita Ross, because the alternative is no novelty act. It's dangerous.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Anita Ross for mayor.
What do you think?
What do you want me to say?
Well, you're a man. Does it speak to you?
Wade, can I talk to you for a minute?
Excuse us.
Good morning, Ross for mayor.
What the hell's going on?
I had nothing to do with that.
Arturo is our friend, right or wrong. That stuff about his lack of academic credentials could only have come from you.
What are you talking about? It was on the front page of the New York Times.
This is out of control.
Hey, don't blame me, okay? I am not the one running for mayor.
I gotta go talk to Arturo.
Well, what am I supposed to say to Mayor Ross?
Tell her anything you want. You know what? Tell her I quit.
Great.
Delete this part.
Delete that?
Yes, I think so.
All right, so go ahead.
A man. A dream. A vision. Professor Maximilian Arturo. A new kind of leader. A sensitivity to the needs of all people, regardless of gender, political affiliation, or race.
I am running because I really care. I favor the good things in life. I oppose the bad things in life. A vote for Arturo means you care too. Together, we can make a difference.
Paid for by the Arturo for me.
I don't believe that anyone has ever captured my essence so beautifully. At the moment when I change that disgusting little brat's diaper.
Classic.
Nice. You oppose the bad things and support the good things? Really going out on a limb, I see.
He's addressed the core campaign issues. Now it's time to let the people get to know the man within.
Are you here on your own behalf, Mr. Mallory? Or were you sent as a spy by that woman?
I quit her campaign, Professor. I came here to see if maybe I can't talk some sense into you.
Well, you're most welcome. I'm sure you will have a considerable contribution to make from your political credit. How can I put it? I feel exhilarated. I feel like Martin Luther King must have felt on the march to Selma.
You can't be serious about continuing the campaign. You made your point, but come on.
We have 23% of the electorate. Tracking says we can only go up. Look, there are young boys in this world, young men who can never dream of heading a company or being an astronaut or even playing Major League Baseball. How can I let them down?
If you win this election, you're gonna stay here, aren't you?
Hey, baby! You home a little early, aren't you?
Who are you?
I could ask that same question.
Ed Dunleavy, Serena's boyfriend. And what are you doing in my robe?
Boyfriend? What do you mean, boyfriend? She didn't say anything about a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, we broke up. But I know she still loves me. Okay, pal. Where'd she meet you, huh? Don't tell me. Nightclub.
It was kind of like that.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised. Because you're a heck of a lot older than her usual pickups.
If I'm a pickup, how come I'm cooking dinner and you're the one dropping by for a visit?
Okay, I deserve that.
Look, I'm a musician. She's a record promoter, okay? It's not like we're getting engaged or anything.
Oh. No, she's a record promoter.
She's not a record promoter? Are you all right?
I'm sorry. My therapist says I'm still working through my relationship with Mom. I tried to recreate my sense of isolation as a child so I get myself addicted to these abusive, degrading
relationships.
Look, Adam, I meant to dump all this on you.
Hey, it's okay.
Don't you let her break your heart, boyfriend. Because she'll steal your soul and never give it back.
Damn, I need a drink.
The star is born.
So much self-confidence, faith in himself. Where does it all come from?
It's kind of a long story.
He's unlike any man I've ever met. There's no stopping him.
He doesn't know a damn thing about running a city.
Just let him get elected. We'll take care of the rest.
Hey, here he comes! Here he comes!
All right, good. Looking good.
He's got a gun!
Of course it was a man. When did you ever hear of a female assassin?
Wade, come on. There are always going to be counter-revolutionaries threatened by any change in the status quo. They think if men regain control, wars will resume, children will be killed.
You really can't blame them for reacting like this, Professor. It's not our world. You imposed your value system on people who just aren't ready for it.
Well, maybe you're right. Question is, what do I do now?
It's obvious. You withdraw from the race.
I can't withdraw from the race. Not after the consciousness that I've raised. I mean, think of the example it would set. It would be generations before another man would dare raise his head.
Oh, you better think of something fast, Professor. We slide on election night, and the big debate's tomorrow.
A serious musician, you dig? I've got gold records at home on my wall. Only I can show them to you.
Rembrandt, you don't have to prove anything to me.
I don't?
Don't you know how special you are? I knew it. The moment I set eyes on you, looking so fine on that street corner.
I don't like the idea of being just another notch in your belt. Guys with pass keys, silk undies in the closet.
Whoa, back up. I'm a free agent. I thought we were fine on all that.
Well, we are. It's...
Then what's the problem?
I'm not really sure.
And when I get home tonight, we'll just put this whole unpleasant conversation behind us.
Wait a minute. Home tonight, where are you going?
I told you have a business dinner.
I made beef stroganoff, a slave for hours. And I thought afterwards we would go to the Blue Note. They have open mic night.
Well, now what do you expect me to do? Change my plans?
If you love me so all fired much, you could spend a little time at home. You don't take my singing seriously, do you?
Don't get your boxers in a bunch. If you want to sing, jump right in. You've got my undivided attention.
No, damn it! You're taking me for granted, Serena. I mean, what about my needs?
Needs? Oh, that's all I ever hear about, are your needs. It's getting to be a drag, Remy. It's over, kiddo. This just isn't working for me anymore.
I don't understand.
Hi, it's Serena. Do you have any messages for me?
Don't let her get your goat. She wants the voters to see your male aggressive side.
Give them hell, man. You knew I had to come by and give the professor a little moral support.
What happened to your fine friend?
As soon as they start to tie you down, I hear the sound of that lonesome highway calling my name. Then I know it's time to move on.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go check the podium. Don't want you to look too tall out there.
Professor, you're all set with what you're going to say, right?
Will you stop checking up on me? I find it impossible to think.
The professor's throwing the election.
What?
Oh, Mr. Mallory has impressed on me certain uncomfortable realities. The truth of the matter is, I cannot simply withdraw from this election. It will destroy all those who pinned their hopes on me. It'll make it impossible for another man to stand for office. So, I have decided to pull a muskie.
You going fishing?
I refer to Senator Edmund Muskie, a leading candidate in the 1972 election. He made the mistake of weeping in the course of a particularly difficult question. As a result, his candidacy was instantly destroyed because he was perceived as a weakling.
They're ready for you on stage, Mr. A.
I'm 5 points behind, one day to go. I have to give a performance in there that will convince them not to elect me.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Look, I have the greatest respect in the world for men. My husband is a man. I have 2 sons whom I love dearly. I employ more males in my administration than any mayor's office since the great national plebiscite gave women control in the first place.
As long as they work in the mailroom.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Please continue.
Keep your cool, Professor.
I simply don't believe that men are cut out for leadership or the kind of cooperative brainstorming that running a large city entails. That's why I need your vote tomorrow. Remember, it is not about gender. It is about the future.
All right, come on, Professor. You can do it.
I was going to address the problems of a society that calls itself a democracy and yet disregards half of its population, but I just want you to know that what Mayor Ross just said really hurt my feelings. I'm sorry, I don't know whether it's just the stress of the campaign or the expectations that people have of me, but right now I'm a nervous wreck.
What the hell's he doing?
The attack ads, the endless articles attacking my character and my credibility. I hope you're satisfied. You have hurt me more than words can say. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't go on.
What?
Goodbye.
That was quite a performance.
Well, I guess I learned to cry over nothing just by watching you.
Thank you, man. That means a lot.
Here comes a brain trust and they don't look too happy.
Insta-poll results. You've alienated some of your core constituency, no doubt about it.
And I'm truly apologetic for that shameful display.
Sorry. Every talking head out there seeing how you mopped the floor up with her. You should have heard Cokie Roberts.
You're a political genius, Professor.
Give me that.
The sympathy factor. You were sensitive and human, open and honest. We've got the momentum, Professor. I really think we're going to win this thing. The network's still saying it's too close to call.
All right.
2 minutes, Professor. You got to make a decision soon.
I know.
I brought us some goodies for the slide.
Cutting it kind of close.
Don't worry, I wouldn't have missed this for the world. What's he gonna do?
He doesn't know yet.
I just came from Ross headquarters. They've got her 3 points ahead.
She was 100 points ahead.
You don't still think that you can win, do you?
I have never doubted it.
Do you want to bet?
Name your stakes.
If you win, I'll give you a neck rub that'll put hair back on that pointy little head of yours.
And if I lose?
If we don't make it home, then you're my slave for the whole next slide.
Well, that's hardly fair.
Well, just how confident are you?
1 minute, Professor. You gotta make up your mind.
In a recent update, CNN has now declared incumbent Mayor Ross as the winner.
Based on the exit polls, CNN just called it for Ross.
See?
Sorry, Mr. A. At least we gave it the good fight, huh? Everybody?
When we started this campaign, we didn't expect to win. We just wanted to make a good showing. Today, we have come that close. We lost the battle. You will win the war. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
We'll go write a dignified concession speech for you.
10 seconds, Professor. What are you gonna do?
Let's go.
Thank God. Come on, Professor, we haven't got all day. Rembrandt, you coming? Not you, Wayne.
Hey! I like it landing on the edge.
CNN's all wrong. It just declared you the winner. Professor?
I need a refill, please. Thank you.
How long till we next slide?
9 days, 5 hours, and 32 minutes.
Tell me the truth. Did you vote for it? Me either. Ha ha ha!